Ordinary time goes down with horns at my parish. Three of them, to be exact. That's because...
We are Ice Snark! Bump it up, bump, 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 bump!
Ice Snark! You snark! We all snark for the Ice Snark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Let a nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this. Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by the letters A and B, and by the number 3. And now, picking up where Sesame Street and Hooked on Phonics screwed him up, here he is, Ryan Michael Page.
Hello and welcome to our 180th installment of I Snark, Ego Sum Briatis Michaelis Pagina. I Snark Amicis Vincinis Vestris. Today will be a music special of sorts by way of an extended edition of the clip that we often do in what we have done and in what we're going to do. Before we do that, though, let me ask you something. Are these retail stores really in for the overkill, or have they already overkilled the overkill? Never mind Black Friday. Thanksgiving Day seems to be the new Black Friday Eve. Yeah, did you see all the stores that advertise are going to be open Thanksgiving night? You can bet they won't catch my behind in any of those stores this weekend. Hell no. My wife and her sister did Black Friday once several years ago. We're talking 4 or 5 a.m. at Walmart. Now, I don't know so much about my sister-in-law, but my wife vowed never again. We're talking worse than a Providence rush hour on a Friday. We're talking worse than a New York rush hour anytime. One thing I vowed to avoid this weekend is US 1 in Massachusetts between mile markers 2 and 6. That's part of the city of Attleboro and nearly all of the town of North Attleboro. However, we did land up going to the Walmart up there on Black Friday. My wife and I waited. We were smart. We waited till about 11 o'clock in the morning to go up there. Well, the traffic was not that bad at all. I mean, there was no stop and go or anything. We had a smooth sail up there. I'm assuming most of it cleared out about an hour before. I also plan on avoiding Rhode Island Route 2 in the city of Warwick. And I also plan on avoiding Massachusetts Route 114A and U.S. Route 6 in the town of Seekonk. Also, those who have read my blog and listened to my podcast over the years know me enough to know that I boycott certain radio stations until December 26th. Those are the stations that start 6 to 8 weeks early by playing all that crap that seems to get passed as Christmas music these days. 24/7. Three of the five music stations I usually listen to are on that boycott list already. I mean, don't get me wrong, folks, okay? I love Christmas with all my heart, and I love everything it truly stands for. But seriously, by the time Christmas comes, don't you get sick of it already? I mean, the only Christmas music I want to hear in the middle of November is either funny stuff or choir practice. Halloween is just way too early to hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. However, Grandma Got Run Over by a Beer Truck or Grandma Got Dismembered by a Chainsaw might just bring my spirits up. Now, come December, usually beginning with Gaudete Sunday, which falls on December 11th this year, by the way, I have a tendency of turning on the classical station from Boston, that's WCRB-FM 99.5 on the dial, just in case some really good English choir is drumming up a carol or two, usually either a cappella or accompanied by organ and brass. Yeah, I'm a sucker for the descants of Sir David Wilcox as they appear in such carols as Hark the Herald Angels Sing and O Come All Ye Faithful. And I love O Little Town of Bethlehem, sung to the English tune Forest Green, instead of the more popular tune St. Louis. Now, don't get me wrong, St. Louis is always a fine tune. It's the more popular tune. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. But I love the forest green. It's got that nice English effect. In a couple of weeks, I'll be a-listening. But right now, unless the choir is practicing, it's too damn early. Gaudete Sunday. Oh, and once and for all, Christmas starts on Christmas, not ends on Christmas. Get that freaking straight once and for all. We will do our extended in what we have done and in what we're going to do in just a moment. But first, we snarks are hungry. We'll be back.
Coming up, Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat. That and much more. Stay tuned if you dare.
Don't do this at church. It will be shed for you and for all. I mean, for the many.
Krakow's kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christus Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Time for another session of
In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do.
Well, folks, this edition of In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do is pretty much our feature topic today. Mostly, of course, in the In What We Have Done department, as we are covering music for Christ the King and Thanksgiving Day. So,
what we have done?
Well, first of all, we're going to look at the solemnity of Christ the King, or as it's written in the missalettes these days, Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. This is the feast that inspired the title for this episode, Ordinary Time Goes Down with Horns. This is the first parish that I've ever worked with where we get a brass trio for Christ the King. In fact, when I took over at Sacred Heart on Palm Sunday, my predecessor and good friend Dave Sylvester handed me a list of dates in which the brass trio is booked right through the end of 2012. So these dates include, in order liturgically, Christmas, Epiphany, Palm Sunday, Easter, Confirmation, usually the Sunday after Mother's Day, Corpus Christi, which includes our First Communion Mass, the Patronal Feast of the Sacred Heart, which is the Friday after Corpus Christi, an Italian feast in August that honors two Italian saints. Yes, we are an ethnic Italian parish, and Christ the King. Our brass trio, by the way, consists of two trumpets and a French horn, with the second trumpet often switching off to flugelhorn. So let's start off with the opening hymn, which is No Stranger.
Thank you.
I wasn't kidding when I said that opening hymn was no stranger. Rejoice the Lord is King, using the tune Darwall's 148th, written by, of course, John Darwall. Text by Charles Wesley. Now the Gloria, here it is. We haven't played that one yet. And that was the Gloria, according to the new translation of the Mass. That is the Roman Missal, third typical edition. You've heard me talk about this the last 4 out of 5 episodes, including a pep talk in the previous episode. This is the chant, by the way, that appears directly in the Missal itself, which is an adaptation of the Gloria from Mass 15. The Psalm, Psalm 23, with the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want, using the setting by Owen Allstott from the OCP book Respond and Acclaim, often referred to recently from a few friends as Respond and Complain. The Alleluia is the setting by Dom Anthony Gregory Murray, using Psalm Tone 8G for the verse of the day. Now the hymn during the offertory was this.
Thank you.
that hymn you just heard, Christ is the King, O friends, rejoice, brothers and sisters with one voice. Text by George Kennedy Allen Bell, sung to the tune Gelobt sei Gott. Now the music for the Sanctus and the Memorial Acclamation, We Proclaim Your Death, O Lord. These are pieces you have heard in previous episodes. These come right from the New Roman Missal. The Amen we use is the adaptation of the opening lines of the Sanctus from Mass 8. The Agnus Dei, also from the Roman Missal. And now, for the first time on podcast, my little treat for you snarkomaniacs. My own signature piece, Christus Vincit, in its entirety, all five verses. Here goes nothing.
Thank you.
And there you go. The Crystal's Vintage Setting, written by yours truly back in 1999. Finally recorded in full, in toto, on November 20th, 2011. The verses, by the way, are based on Psalm 93. That's if you're looking in modern editions of the Bible. If you're looking at traditional editions like the Douay Rheims and the Latin Vulgate, Psalm 92. Now, for three of our four Masses, that is, those Masses celebrated by the pastor, we concluded Mass with benediction. We started out with the O Salutaris. That O Salutaris setting was the setting by Abbé Dieudonné Duguay. This was followed by a beautiful prayer by Christ the King and His Sacred Heart, prayed by the pastor, and then followed by the Tantum Ego, or for the cast of Toddlers and Tiaros, Tantrum Ego. This was the setting we used. Panem de cello prestitis dies. Let's see who remembers the response. Omne delectamentum in se habentem. There you go. Okay, that Tantum Ego, by the way, was the tune St. Thomas that's often attributed to Samuel Webb. Now, during the elevation of the monstrance, the brass has a custom of using the fanfare in B flat of John Ferguson. Following the elevation and fanfare, we pray the divine praises, And then we follow that with this beautiful prayer. May the heart of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament be praised, adored, and loved with grateful affection at every moment in all the tabernacles of the world, even until the end of time. Amen. The recessional hymn was to Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King. What good is the solemnity of Christ the King without it, of course? If I'm not mistaken, however, the text is still under copyright, and the recording of that one didn't come out so well. So I wasn't able to clip that one up there, unfortunately. But now we're going to move on to Thanksgiving Day. All right, this was just me, myself, and I at the organ console. Our entrance hymn was We Gather Together. The psalm was Psalm 113 with the antiphon, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord Forever, which, just like the Psalm 23 that we did on Christ the King, came from respondent acclaim. The Alleluia, once again, was the Murray. And now here's our offertory. And that was Come Ye Thankful People Come. The tune, St. George's Windsor by George Job Elvey. The text, Henry Alford. The ordinary of the Mass was the same as that of Christ the King. And now, here's a communion anthem that you probably don't hear very often.
Songs of love and praise.
That one there is called Sing to the Lord of Harvest. Text by John Samuel Bewley Monsell. And the tune, Philipplich ist der Main by Johann Sterlein. Meditation hymn was Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Text by Frederick Faber. A tune, one that's no strangers to us, Sweet Sacrament. And this recessional hymn we're going to play is no stranger either. And there you have, Now Thank We All Our God, text by Martin Rinkart, translated by Catherine Rinkworth. The tune, Nun Danke Alle Gott, named after the original German text. That tune is by Johann Kruger, normal harmony attributed to Felix Mendelssohn. And now we can finally switch to...
What we're going to do.
So now we switch gears and we go on to the first Sunday of Advent. Okay? All parishes should be starting use of the Roman Missal, third typical edition. Remember those magic words, and with your spirit. Oh, and many other magic words too, like it is right and just, Lord God of hosts. From the rising of the sun to its setting, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Remember all those magic words. Also, we are now going into year B of the three-year lectionary cycle. Also, our Mass Ordinary set at Sacred Heart will be changed for Advent and most of the Christmas season as well. The opening hymn is going to be Hark the Thrilling Voice is Sounding, using the tune Merton, written by Monk. William Henry Monk, to be exact. The psalm is Psalm 80, using the antiphon, Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. The musical setting is by Gregory Evans, and I will leave a link to the Chabanel site in the show notes because that is where you can find it. The Alleluia is my own adaptation of the Mode 4 chant Creator Omne Siderum, verses and all. We'll be using that setting throughout Advent. The Offertory is the most familiar of all Advent hymns, O Come Emmanuel. The Sanctus and Agnus Dei are coming from an old People's Mass Book staple, Mass for Christian Unity by Jan Vermeulse. And yes, this is the one that's going to be in compliance with the new translation of Holy Mass, which reverts to Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Hosts. The Memorial Acclamation, We Proclaim Your Death, O Lord, will be coming from my own Holy Angels Mass. This is a Mass I mentioned in the previous episode. The Amen is the Dresden Amen, using the harmony that the late, great Ted Mardier employed in the hymnal Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles. This was Dr. Mardier's own brainchild, still in use today at St. Paul's Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Dr. Mardier founded the Boston Archdiocesan Choir School, which is still alive and very, very well. The communion anthem will be Wake Awake for Night is Flying, using the tune Wachet Auf, written by Philip Nicolai. The meditation is a favorite of mine, The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns, using the tune St. Stephen. Now, most hymnals these days use the early American tune Morning Song, which is a fine tune, okay? Most of the early American tunes are quite well written. However, I'm still, for some reason, very partial to St. Stephen. I've grown up with that tune, and it's just stuck with me, so that's the one I think of all the time. Matter of fact, both of our hymnals, the Worship 3 and the Hymnal 1940, use St. Stephen as the tune. And finally, the recessional hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, using the tune Stuttgart.
And now, this message. Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name. König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden cloudy, cold and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden cloudy, cold and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Hey! Don't do this at church. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is right and just.
And now let's welcome our Podsafe musical guest, Kelvin Smith. Ah, yes, Kelvin Smith performing Wacket auf, Ruß uns die Stimme by Johann Sebastian Bach. This, of course, is the chorale prelude that Bach wrote for the organ on the hymn you heard earlier as Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying. Some of you may have also seen this text translated as Wake, O Wake, and Sleep No Longer, Sleepers Wake, A Voice Astounds Us, and Up, Awake, from Highest Steeple. You can find this in many other works performed either on an Allen Protégé organ or on a pipe organ that Mr. Smith has been building at his home, at music.untraveledroad.com. We're going to leave that link in the show notes. By the way, this organ started with a 10-rank molar that he had purchased back in 1993. It has since grown to 36 ranks, and it's playable over a 4-manual console. And believe it or not, in storage, there are still 40 more ranks waiting to be added. By the way, the Wacket Auf was recorded on the Protégé, the Allen Protégé. Kelvin Smith comes to us courtesy of the Classic Cat, classiccat.com. The following is an encore presentation of Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin, dated back to Christos Vincit Anywhere, episode 58, on December 4th, 2006, where our beloved drunken schlep, Seamus O'Reilly, sings, or belches, depending on how much he's had, an Advent chant in Classical Latin. For those who don't know the difference between Church Latin and Classical Latin, here's a quick primer. In Classical Latin, the Latin you would most likely learn in high school, that is, all the C's, G's, and T's are hard, regardless of what vowels precede them. Also, all the V's sound like W's, and the clusters AE and OE are pronounced I and OI, respectively. Listen to how Seamus does it.
We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin. Brought to you by Fun with Latin. Quantum materiae materietum a morta monax si ma morta monax materiam posuit materiari.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly what I said, hmm? You know what that means? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Find this and many other fun phrases in Latin to say to your friends on Jimmy Akin's blog. The link will be in today's show notes.
Hello there. Seamus here. Today we're going to rip apart another one of Brian's doings. Let's sing a couple of verses of Wenny, Wenny, Emmanuel. Not Benny, Benny, Wenny, Wenny. Here we go. Wenny, Wenny, Emmanuel, Kati wum so wei Israel, qui genit in exilio, privatus dei filio, gaude, gaude, Emmanuel, nascetur pro te Israel. Veni, veni, rex gentium, veni, redemptor omnium, ut salvas tuas famulos, peccati sibi conscios. Gaude, gaude, Emmanuel, nascetur pro te Israel.
I snark still.
Wacky music and fun. That's us.
On our next I snark, who knows? Brought to you by Who Cares? Mitts off the mouse, please.
Ay, 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 ay.
Christus Vincit whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Christus Vincit whitewash.
And now, a random thought. I'll bet you 10 to 1 that you'll never hear a poncho lady try to use the new translation of the Mass. They already bastardized it to fit their BS agenda. Why bother to change?
Spatula ladies. Ew!
I have a question for all you Facebookers out there. How would you like to have the full iSnark experience? We have two great pages for you to enjoy just by hitting the like button. First, the new Fans of the iSnark page on Facebook, where you can stay abreast of the goings-on in the iSnark media world. Want to know if the new show's coming up? That's the best way to keep track. And then the other page, the all-new Christos Vincent music page, where you can find out when yours truly has finished rewriting a psalm setting, or perhaps finished another piece of music. Two great pages to check out, and we just ask one thing of you. Like! You will only find these on Facebook. Go to the iSnark Media page at iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com, and you'll find the links to these right on the sidebar. Before we sign off, I'd like to thank the singers at Sacred Heart, along with the Brass Trio, for their wonderful work on the Solemnity of Christ the King. That really added to the festival. Thank you very much. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode of iSnark. Audio or video, I'm debating what I want to do next. Depends on what mood I'm in. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available in a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christos Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.